speaking of streets, the I-75 corridor between Macon and Atlanta is actually one of the busiest in the country. Trucks travel along that route and carry goods to and from the Savannah port. And traffic is expected to double, even triple, in the coming years as that port expands. The state wants to ease congestion and hopefully make the roads a little safer. They plan to build truck-only lanes along 40 miles of I-75, and that will be the largest project of its kind in the U.S. and the most expensive, too. Andrea Simmons joins us now. She's the transportation reporter at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Andrea, it's always good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you.
And also on the line is Herschel Evans. He's been a truck driver for 29 years. Good morning, Herschel.
Good morning.
Herschel, how busy is that corridor between Macon and Atlanta? Is it something even truck drivers worry about and are concerned about?
It's a pretty busy highway. I travel that road fairly regular from Macon to Atlanta, and it's a very highly traveled road.
And Andrea, when we talk about this proposed truck-only lane, does that mean, when we say truck, does that mean 18-wheelers?
Yeah, freight trucks. And it would actually be two lanes, and they would be barrier separated from the rest of the highway, and they would only go northbound toward Atlanta.
Only northbound?
Yeah.
Because they'd be coming from the ports,
correct.
Hopefully.
Uh-huh.
Where would those two lanes go?
They would end right at McDonough, and then the traffic would merge together on 75. You know, just regularly continue north.
So how would they build them? They would be off to the side of the,
I don't think they finalized the design because they haven't contracted it, but I think they envision building it off to the side, yeah. Or they could also use some of the land in the median. They could reconfigure that somehow because it's actually a wide median. So.
And when we mentioned that it could be one of the most expensive projects, what's the price tag for this?
It's about $2 billion, and that's more than twice the most expensive road project that's been undertaken to date, although there are some more expensive projects that are supposed to be coming down the pipeline after it.
$2 billion for how many miles of road?
About 40 miles.
So, Herschel, when you talk about how to solve truck traffic, especially when the traffic is expected to get much, much worse in the years ahead, do you think truck-only lanes could solve that?
I don't know. I've driven the lanes on the turnpike that Andrea mentioned in her blog, and cars and trucks share that road together. And I believe that cars and trucks can be taught how to share the road together. I'm a member of the America's Road Team and the Share the Road Professional Drivers Program, where we teach cars and trucks both how to share the road safely together. And if we need more lanes in that area, then of course it makes more sense to add more lanes. I don't see the benefit in separating the cars and the trucks because we're going to have to drive together anyway. We're going to have to share the road all over Georgia anyway. So why that one small section of the highway?
Well, you know, Herschel, there has been a lot of concern because there have been a number of accidents, some of them fatal, along that stretch of road that involved larger trucks. I know you said that you believe that cars and trucks can occupy the same road together, but what then has caused the rise, especially in the past 5 years or so, of accidents, do you think? Is it just increasing traffic?
I think a lot of it can be blamed on distracted drivers. Drivers that, you know, they're not paying attention to what they're doing. They're tailgating. They're driving too close to each other. They're not leaving their space cushions. We've gotten a lot more, you know, digitally connected, and nobody wants to put the phone down. I see that every day from my seat, you know, looking in the other cars and other trucks also, that, you know, they're paying more attention to other things other than driving.
Andrew, you were nodding your head when he was talking about distracted drivers. Is that a relatively accepted hypothesis as to the rise of fatalities in Georgia?
Yeah, it's definitely a main factor because fatalities are up across the board. Last year, they were reaching a record for at least the past decade. I forget how far back, but they had been going down consistently, and they're back up. And GDOT thinks it's primarily to do with distracted driving because it's a lot of single vehicle crashes. So there's no reason why these people would have left the roadway. I mean, you can't tell for sure, but that's what they think. Of course, if you're in an accident with a freight truck, though, it's more likely to be a fatality because it's such a heavy vehicle. So I think that's why there's so much concern too, about, you know, the mixing of traffic. And there was a lot of construction, too, around where those accidents happened. So people would slow down, and then a truck would barrel into them from behind. That's what happened with some of those multi-fatality, like the nurses.
The nursing students.
Yeah, the nursing students. That was on I-16.
So, look, I'm not from Georgia. I've only been here for a couple years, so don't laugh at me when I suggest this, but isn't it maybe a more practical plan to just remove the truck traffic and have a train line going from the port to Atlanta?
Well, there are train lines, yeah.
Go ahead, Herschel.
I don't believe that'd be possible. The you look at the United States as a whole, and 80% of the communities in the United States rely exclusively on trucks to deliver the products and goods that they need. So trying to move that over on the trains, you know, logistically just would not be possible. The trucks are the most efficient way to move freight. We carry 20 tons of freight at a time on our trucks. And, you know, when you look at how efficient we are as an industry, it's almost impossible to think that can be moved over onto, you know, put it all on trains, because ultimately somewhere along the line, it's got to go on trucks. So if you're going to put some freight on trains, you're going to cause a log jam wherever you decide to put that freight on trucks. So having it spread out and having it, you know, filter in as it's needed, as the economy calls for it, is, you know, we've developed a pretty efficient way to move freight, and trucks are a huge part of that.
Andrea, is this a basically a done deal? You said that they haven't found a contractor yet, but the project itself has been greenlit and funded and will happen?
It's been announced by the governor, which usually means it's a pretty concrete thing. There have been examples of projects in the past that got scrapped for, you know, new governor comes in or something like that happens. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's a done deal because there is no contract, and it's probably not going to be let out to bid for the next, you know, could be up to 10 years. So,
it could take 10 years for this project to happen?
10 years for it to even start. Uh-huh. Yeah, the governor announced this big list of projects, which included the truck lanes, and they didn't give a timeline for them other than to say they will be let to bid within 10 years, which means they'll be advertised for bid within 10 years.
But Herschel, it sounds like you think more lanes is a good idea, a couple more lanes is a good idea, but they shouldn't be truck only. Is that accurate?
Yes, that would be my personal opinion. I know that, you know, the DOT's probably got ways they look at traffic flow and they look at traffic volumes, and they decide how many lanes are needed in a certain area. And you know, I'm sure they've been doing that for years, and I don't doubt their system. And if that corridor needs more lanes, then let's build more lanes. Let's get more room, more capacity to the highway. And, you know, if Georgia's going to be a corridor where lots more freight moves through our state, then, you know, we're going to benefit, you know, from it, from revenue, highway truck taxes, and, you know, we're gonna reap the benefits of it. We've also got to be ready for it. We've got to do what we've got to do to make the roads hold the capacity and keep the flow moving, keep the highway moving, and keep it all being done safely.
And I guess also stay off your smartphone.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Herschel Evans.
I would invite either one of you, if you're interested, come get in the truck with me. Spend the day. We'll go down and drive that corridor in a truck, and I'll let you see it from our perspective.
We might take you up on that, Herschel.
Some of the things we see from our point of view. I've had a few reporters ride with me, and it's pretty eye opening.
I would imagine. Herschel Evans, longtime truck driver, and Andrea Simmons is the transportation reporter for the Atlanta Journal Constitution. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You can read Andrea's story about the project on the Spinning Our Wheels blog. It's at AJC.com.